we must apologize to the state security officials that we said the meeting is starting at 10, and unfortunately, the issue of traffic here in Cape Town is beyond our control. There's nothing we can do. Even our buses from our parks where we are staying as honorable members, we leave according to the time that we leave every day. But the traffic in the freeways, it's beyond us. So we can't do anything with it. With those few words, I hope our apology will be accepted by yourselves. And we want to also apologize for other members, Honorable Majeke and Honorable Mamstori and Honorable Tracy Nokolo, and who else was in trouble with the traffic? Almost all of us were in trouble with the traffic.
Not me.
Yeah. Oh, you were like, yeah? Yeah. You were in trouble, Honorable Kaula. Okay. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. At least you have arrived. We can now then start our meeting. Our agenda, I think our staff has distributed the copies of the agenda. Yes. Yeah. That's what we've been advised by Parliament, not us. Yeah. We've been advised by Parliament. Yolisa, we've been advised by Parliament. Yeah. We're not sure. Yeah. Thank you very much. You must also check. We'll start by introduction. My name is Nonhlanhla Ncube Ndaba. I'm the chairperson of this ad hoc committee. On the ladies, the two ladies with me here on the table, on the left-hand side is Neliswa Nobatana. She's the committee secretary. On my right-hand side, I have Ms. Kashifa. She's our content advisor, and she's been our timekeeper. And there was another timekeeper by the name of Tembega, but today she's not here. And we have other staff members. We have Herman, who's our legal person here in Parliament. We have Shinaz, who's our human resource manager. And we have Abrahams. Oh, why do you write your name in the... Yeah. And we have Yoliswa from media here in Parliament. And it's not Yoliswa only. And the gentleman next to Yoliswa. But these ladies are not right, man. Why didn't they give us your name? Because every time when we introduce other staff members, we call them by their name, but they don't give me your name.
I'm Zandile Ngwana. From PMG.
Okay, thank you very much. And we have Charlene there next to the door. And we have one stakeholder here, the Kasak lady, who's been with us since the inception of the committee up until now. And the interpreters of honorable members, they've been here with us. Who else is here? Oh, the gentleman from CGE, he was also with us since the day we started the interviews. Yeah, now you're wrong, man. I can't introduce the Kamalai. Ah, touch the mic. Yes, yes. And it's not right, yes. Yeah, thank you, Sandile. He's been with us since we started the interviews. So we've been having observers, whether our process is transparent or not. But I'm sure they are witnesses that we've been transparent as much as we can. Thank you very much, honorable members. The agenda is before you. Oh, today, Velma, you've got another interpreter.
Yes, yes, I do. She's a parliamentary official. She came in today. I asked her to come and interpret. Her name is Betty Mugwena. She's here to assist today.
Oh, thank you very much, Betty. I think, Velma, Parliament Management, I think they heard you when you were complaining that when you are requesting an interpreter, they don't take you to consideration. So I'm sure that's why today we have a different interpreter. Thank you very much, Betty. Honorable Manyoni.
I was watching you guys the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we said the interview shouldn't be on the TV, it was on that channel.
Even when we're saying what?
Why are you visiting?
It's for Parliament.
Oh, it's for Parliament.
Not for the
visitor. All right.
No, I just had a concern. Sorry, Chairperson. Firstly, let me apologize for having abandoned the process, but I was in Germany. But I was concerned when I got back because I wanted to watch the recordings. You can get the recordings through Parliament, which I was able to access. But also when I got home, they were going to live on 4.0. What is it, 4.0? It actually had a banner there that they were going to live stream the interviews. And I was concerned because I think in the initial stages, we had said that these interviews shouldn't be on the TV. But anyway, that being said, they were online as well.
Yes.
They were online as well, yes. I'm just saying we must look into it to confirm where it got to.
I'm not sure what I'm discussing. I'm busy with the introduction, and now we are talking something else.
I was actually talking to them, but sorry, I was a bit loud, my rat voice. Sorry, ma'am.
I'm still the chair. Thank you very much, honorable members. Yoliswa, can you take care of the things that members were raising? No. Remember, honorable members, we have called state security people. Mm-hmm. And I think we must be sensitive because we can't expose them. You know, issues of state security. They've got an element of confidentiality mm-hmm. and professional secrets. So we can't then expose them. I think we agree. Yeah, because we're talking about people here. And we need other information from them so that we can know how are they going to assist us moving forward. Yeah. Okay, honorable members. I can't read without glasses, eh? Honorable, Kekan.
Madam Chair, in the interviews that were broadcast live on Monday and Tuesday, there was information that was discussed live in those interviews, and that information related to the information that was given to us by State Security, by the SAPS, by HR, etc. Now, because some of the candidates were exposed by that information, and we as a committee decided we need to investigate to, if necessary, clear the names of those candidates, I would rather, if we are not supposed to broadcast this live, I think that we should try and seek legal advice in that regard, or if this must be broadcast live, we need legal confirmation on this. We don't want to expose the Secret Service, but at the same time, we have exposed candidates who appeared before us. And if we undertook to protect them, then we must also ensure that we do so in a transparent manner, because the people of South Africa who have watched this will want answers. So this is why, Chair, just before we...
I heard you.
On either side,
yeah,
please,
I heard
can we
you.
Get a legal...
That's what I've done already. I've asked Herman to give us advice,
okay,
our legal person.
Okay, that's what I kept asking.
So
okay.
That we can continue.
Thank you.
Chair, I want the committee to note that when we're dealing with the personal issues of candidates, they were there to answer for themselves. Now the situation is different. They were there to respond. Now we can't discuss them in public when they are not there to answer. So it will be very much unfair. So like I'm saying, we don't want to hide anything, but we must consider the confidentiality of each and every person. You see? So I'm just appealing, your ruling still stands, Chairperson. Because even if we want to compare the two situations, they are totally different.
Honorable Nomsa?
I'm a little bit worried about this because whatever information that was released yesterday, it was public. And now some of them walked out of here with their names tainted. So I'm just a bit worried that, like, you know, we are leaving the public hanging on those issues. What are we going to do? Are we going to clear their names or state if mistakes have been done? You know, and that's basically what I'm trying
we
to
We are
highlight.
Going to clear their names. The only thing is that... State Security must give us a report first, and then the State Security also will clear their names. Thank you very much. It will be done public. Clearing their names, it will be done public. Yes, but we can't expose them now because we don't know the sensitivity of information that they are going to give it to us. So after state security have presented to us, we'll clear their names in public. Yeah, let's adjourn for 15 minutes so that we can wait for our legal person. Yeah, we apologize for the inconvenience caused. Thank you very much.
You are from Germany?